Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
AF downed in your car to your home. Every week it's on the news. A deep talk or an interview. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry. When it's dark out, she's a light. When you're down, get your feeling right. Oh man, that's something.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm so happy to be here with you today. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, AG1 by Athletic Greens. I've been drinking AG1 because it's just a really simple way for me to get all the nutrients I need right at the start of my day. Each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I fill up my little shaker with lots of cold water, add a scoop of AG1, add some frozen lemon juice ice cubes. Get on board with that, you guys. Then I shake it up and I'm ready to go. If I'm running short on time and can't mix my AG1 before I head out, I'll just grab a travel pack. It's so easy. If there's one supplement I would invite you to start, it is AG1. And that is why we've partnered with them for so long, and I'm so grateful. So if you want to take ownership over your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2. And for a limited time, you'll get 10 free AG1 travel packs. Yet that is 10 free travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/soundsfun. Again, that's drinkag1.com/soundsfun. Check it out while this offer lasts. Today on the show, oh boy, we get to talk with our buddy, Eddie Koffoltz, as we continue our years in review. Remember, we are celebrating 10 years of the That Sounds Fun podcast. So Eddie is on once a month for us to talk about that year. We've done 2014, we've done 2015, and today we will just keep talking about 2016, sort of. You know how we do. We really tried this time, you guys. We really tried. Here is our recap of 2016 with our good friend, Eddie Koffoltz. That sounds fun. Edward, here we go. 2016. Let's talk about 2016. Welcome back to That Sounds Fun. What a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. I don't know how to approach this because 2016 is kind of sweet.
Because
this was the first time I was ever on your show. And
that's exactly right.
But it's more than that. Like, cause I got it. Like, I'm going to get emotional. I could feel it. Cause when I was hearing it, it was a little much, but it was like, I started listening to the first time we were on the show together. First of all, it was precious. Cause you're like, it's show 21. So you're still getting burning,
yeah,
right?
So early.
And you had just found out that day that you were one of Nashville's top shows, and you were tickled. It was like you, Jamie Ivey, right? Like still one of Nashville's top shows, right? Like it was just all of these sweet, and you were just like so happy. And then you had me on because I had started The New Activist, and you had no business.
Yes.
You had no business having me on. Sweet of you. But it was like a little thing I had just started, and you pitched the heck out of that show. And it was just like, oh my gosh. It was just very tender.
Well, you know, the reason I had no business having you on about the new activist is I was not an activist. You made me an activist. You have totally changed my life as far as that goes. So thank you for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's really funny that 2016 really is the year that our friendship became a real thing versus just fans of each other.
Right, that's right. And you, and
because it's also the year that I auditioned for Relevant, that I got to be on the Relevant podcast, which is what really sealed us doing a show together that led us to know in the future we'd want to do a show together.
Yeah.
They got us here. So
I remember
thanks to Relevant too.
Being on Relevant with you, and like, you know, there's a room full of people and you're trying to figure out your placement. And I was like, well, here's one thing I know. I'm gonna talk to her. And then the other guys can just do their little dance and do whatever they need to do. But I like talking to her.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. 2016. Here's the biggest 2016 news. Second to our friendship.
Yes, yes.
Calcifying. I do not use that word enough. And I think it's a great word.
I can go either way with that word because it is a little medical to me.
Calcification makes me think of bones.
I guess, but that doesn't make me think of
friendship. So I'm with you.
But it does. It's not necessary for me to dig into this. It does also make me think of bones and nails and stuff, but it doesn't make me think of you. But fine. Anyhow, what else happened?
Yeah, I just am realizing as soon as the word came to my mind, this is why we are big proponents of people reading.
Oh.
It's because
when
you read, words like that get in your brain that you would have never picked yourself.
Right. You can cauterize your mind.
Cauterize.
That's when
that one's really medical.
Do you know what that is?
That word smells to me.
That word smells
terrible.
I feel
like I can smell that word.
If someone's going to cauterize anything in me, I would need to be out. Because if I can smell cauterization happening,
no,
I'm going to need to not be present. We've crossed into a medical territory that I'm not able to handle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to tell you a medical story about my LASIK, but I think I shouldn't.
When did you have LASIK?
I think it's too risky. 2016, actually.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah. Wowie zowie. The fall of 2016.
Oh, boy.
I had it the fall of 2016.
What was the second thing
it
you
was
were going to bring up, though? What was the thing?
Oh,
the codified.
Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Because if there is a family who loves the Olympics, tis the Coffolts.
Which brings me to an issue I have with you that I wasn't going to bring up, but then you've walked us into it.
Yeah, the Lord must have intended this to happen.
Closing ceremonies of the Olympics. Won't be able to watch it this year. Do you know why?
I know, because we're doing the August 11th event at the Ryman. The closing ceremonies are also the evening of August 11th.
Like, it's worth it, but just, I mean... That's about
barely,
the only thing.
I know. I can't, because your whole family's possibly going to be in the room.
Oh,
and
we'll
therefore.
All, oh, yeah. We'll all be there. I watched an Olympics holding Eve coming back from Ethiopia on an airport TV. I watched opening ceremonies. We're going
to
see.
But let's call it. If we were on top of the opening ceremonies, that'd be a bigger problem to me as well. Closing ceremonies.
Right.
Everyone's gone home.
Yeah. Yeah, it does not calcify
like
my heart towards you. It
fair.
Does not. Yeah,
fair.
It
but I want you to put like, let's put like on a scale of 1 to 100.
Yeah.
Put opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies on that scale.
Oh.
Importance, enjoyment, give them both a score.
Opening ceremonies have to be 100. I would never miss them. They're very special. It's a unifying experience of the whole planet.
Start
what do
to
you
finish?
Think?
Are you watching from when, as soon as NBC, as soon as Bob Costas is landed in Paris, are you watching from Bob Costas in Paris through Zambia? Are you watching till the end?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Today's show coverage in the morning. Opening ceremonies is until they go dark at night and then start repeating it. And then you're like, okay, I've already seen this. I can go to bed. Opening ceremony, where are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm giving opening ceremonies. If there's something on TV that makes me want to have people to my house and everybody watch it together and get decorations, that's a high 90s score.
Yeah.
So for sure, opening ceremonies is high 90s for me.
Yeah.
Where is closing ceremonies for you?
So closing ceremonies is very difficult because you know it's ending and it's a difficult thing to kind of internalize. Do you hear that noise? I just got to call it out.
Yeah, is that the construction in your home?
No, it is not the construction in our home. And Craig, who is editing this, won't be able to get rid of this noise. We have cleaners that come once a month to do a deep clean. They refuse to tell us what time they're coming, but they are so reasonably priced that we let them. I thought, surely they're not going to show up in the only hour today where I'm going to be recording my voice on a very popular podcast. And literally, I put on my headphones and up the drive they walk. So, sorry, world. We got to get our toilets
deep cleaned. Sorry, world. We're getting a deep clean.
There is no choice. And I feel like everybody just needs to understand. And I'm really sorry, Annie. It's so unprofessional.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
It's a 50% because part of me is so happy to see the athletes again. But then there's a progressive sadness because you realize the athletes from earlier in the games, 2 weeks earlier, have already gone home. And then
They're way gone.
Wait, like they're done. And they should be. I mean, like I get it. Yeah. And then it gets sadder and sadder because then finally the other country comes and raises their flag. And you're like, oh, it's gonna be 4 years before I see this. And by the end of the opening ceremonies, I'm like, this is a bummer, man.
By the end of the opening ceremonies, it feels like a bummer. Is that what you said?
No. I'm sorry. I probably said that, but I meant by the end of the closing ceremonies. Like, how could this be over? Every night we've watched 2 hours.
If you knew how much my personality is, it's a bummer by the end of the opening ceremonies because that means this is going to end. That is how I feel.
You know how I know this about you? One time we were texting during a football game and Georgia was losing and you're like, I can't see the end of it. And I'm like, can't see the end of it. Like, I would never dream of not finishing, but it's not a... It's not a pro on me or a con on you. It's just you physically.
I know.
Can you just not do it? You just can't.
Because there are places I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Where I don't have to do it, I don't. I do not force myself to suffer through pain and things that do not matter because it is so a learned skill for me to suffer through pain and things that do matter.
But I also love that you just know so, it. You're like, I just can't.
Yeah, I just know it. So I'm like, sports, I have to be okay not seeing the end. I feel the same way about the World Cup that you feel about. And there's a couple of soccer tournaments, but mostly World Cup is how you feel about the Olympics. We're like, I want to watch every game.
Yeah.
I want to watch every minute. And as soon as the championship starts, I go, oh my gosh, it's going to be 4 years.
It's really.
See us again.
Really.
Where are the Olympics in 2028? I don't think I know.
I don't remember. France this year. Current Olympics.
Hey, Siri, where will the Olympics be held in 2028?
Los Angeles will host the 2028 Olympics.
Oh, America!
We did know that because Brianne would have known that. She's already answering it as she's listening to it, I'm sure. Because we're like, if we're ever going to get to an Olympics, realistically, it's like the girls will be 17
teenagers.
And 16.
Yeah.
Like,
it's brilliant.
But we've got, let's focus on this year. Are you opening ceremonies? Are you doing French food and stuff?
I have not. I'm sure. I haven't thought that far ahead, but yeah, I will now.
Yeah, French
food. That's a great idea. Baguettes, cheese, butter, crust.
Butter, bread, butter.
Yeah. That's ham. What else? What do you, monsieur, croque madame?
When
That's
I think
still
of,
all ham and cheese and bread and butter.
When I think of French food, I think more of like, riding a classic bicycle with it all in a paper bag and the baguette out. Like, I don't know the food.
A basket with like red and white checkered.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I just know how
But
I
don't know what's
food.
Inside. But I'll tell you what you know is inside. Bread, cheese, butter.
Baguettes.
Yeah, and baguette.
Baguettes, which is a whole different thing. I also have I like Lego. I like building Lego.
Uh-huh.
The most recent one was.
I support it fully.
I know you do, and it's a great hobby for me. But I built the Concorde. Concorde plane. It's a French plane, so that will be out on the probably. It'll probably be like a centerpiece.
Tell me. Okay, so y'all, I remember this. Mm-hmm. 2016, 2020, 2021, 2024.
Yeah, all of them.
Tell me what your opening ceremonies will look like in the Kaufholz house. Will it just be the four of y'all or do you have people over?
No, we'll have people if they're into watching it. Like, you know how
they
sometimes
be
you have
into
a super,
it though.
But you know, sometimes you have a Super Bowl party and it's just like, all right, it's okay. We're here to hang out and eat and watch halftime together. I personally like watching it and hearing commentators, but I'm like, I can cede that point with, you know, like a Super Bowl. Olympics is like, you got to be into this. You got to care about the Olympics. So we will have some Olympics friends over. We will have a bunch of French food and, of course, a Lego Concorde, which is
of course
something that we're all pretty excited about.
Yeah. I mean, the centerpiece of that with a white and red checkered tablecloth under it. That is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And then
maybe some blue bonnet flowers. I don't know. I don't know what to. I haven't been to France in a very long time.
Different baguettes. Different kinds of baguettes and
breads. Multiple baguettes and bread. Butter right. and cheese and right. ham. Ham. I also know sometimes on menus they have green beans in French. So oh, maybe nice. There's French green beans.
That's like when you go, do you ever, that's what you get at KFC after you fast for a little bit. Just order it and that.
I don't miss a green bean, man. If a green bean's on a menu, I am interested.
That is a callback.
Okay, so first of all, dear anyone who's involved with the Los Angeles Olympics, please get the Coffolds there.
Well, and the Downs. I mean, we gotta just.
Yeah. I mean, if we've got four tickets available, please take the Coffolds. If you've got five tickets available, I'll tag along.
Oh, you.
I enjoy it. I do not care as much as you care. I am going to be shouting from the rooftops to get tickets to the World Cup when it's in the U.S. next, which is 26.
Yeah. There's a couple of things that you have been very generous and unabashedly used this platform for. You have done an SNL all-call for tickets so many times that it's just touching.
I know. It didn't serve us.
But someday, we're going to get into
not
SNL.
Yet, not
and
yet.
It's because
That's
you just exactly keep trying.
Right. I feel like this fall could really be our SNL days because now that I'm here, I'm coming at you live from New York currently.
Yeah, you are.
Now that I am here and we have the, like, I can do other things. I can, like, ask people in person. We can, now that I can do the lottery and, like, think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you've got a little bit.
Didn't we just establish that the lottery happens at the end of this season?
Yes.
Listen, I don't think you and I talked about this. What? But Emily Freeman and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Who do you think takes over for Lauren Michaels?
I have a couple. Who do you think? Do you have ideas?
I think Seth Meyers could. Yeah. The Scud. I've heard scuttle about Tina Fey.
That's the most defined scuttlebutt.
Like Tina Fey?
Yeah. Mm. I think it's going to be Steve Higgins.
Oh, brilliant. Steve Higgins, for people, if you don't know him, he is the guy that stands off to the side during Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. And also a writer for SNL.
Well, and their
also main, his son.
Yeah. Well, he used to be a writer. He's now like a main producer. He is generally like seen as the
of SNL.
Oh yeah. Steve Higgins runs SNL really, and it just seems like age wise, pedigree wise, like he's a very safe bet. I would be thrilled.
Is he significantly younger than Lorne Michaels? I would bet he's 50.
I would bet he's in his late 50s, but young enough to do a decade on there. Lorne Michaels, though, is sort of like replacing the queen. Like, you're never going to have a monarch.
That's exactly right. I've got to write this down right now while you're saying it, because if we don't talk about the stuff that's going on in the royal family.
We just stopped the whole show, and we are going to now talk about Kate. That sounds
fun. Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to tell you about another amazing podcast you should be listening to, The Paula Ferris Show. Y'all know I don't like to should my friends, but Paula's show is incredible. She's not only a great friend of mine, she's an Emmy award-winning journalist, and her podcast is bringing you candid conversations and interviews to help you live your best life. She's literally covering everything from personal journeys to societal issues. And Paula's talked to guests from every walk of life. She interviewed Whoopi Goldberg, Jenna Kutcher, Trey Kennedy, so many more. Some of my favorite episodes are the ones with her husband. She just had an episode with her teen daughter and Sissy Goff on together. Oh my gosh, it was really incredible. She talks a lot about being a working mom and navigating relationships and parenting and social media boundaries and literally everything and anything that helps us process our day-to-day lives, she is talking about. So tune in to explore the unfiltered truths, the inspiring moments, and thought-provoking discussions that make us all very human. I guarantee when you listen, you'll dig a little deeper and laugh a little bit and maybe cry a little. And most importantly, you'll get to learn a lot from my friend Paula and her guests. So go listen to The Paula Ferris Show wherever you are listening to this podcast, and make sure you're subscribed. I don't want you to miss a single episode that is coming. And for more information on Paula Ferris, you can visit her website, paulaferrisofficial.com. That's paulaferrisofficial.com. Check out her show. And one more amazing partner I get to tell you about, ZocDoc. Are you that one friend in your group that loves to like treat yourself? Listen, it is okay. Honestly, we should all take a turn being that friend in the group. And you know you, get a pedicure and opt for the extra 10-minute foot massage with a green tea infused lotion. Yes. Or you refuse to make coffee at home because that fancy coffee shop is like down the stairs and out the door to the left. And then you cross the street and it's the second building on the right. Or maybe that's just me. Or maybe you opt for that extra legroom seat on the plane because your vacation starts right now. Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. So enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews, and you don't have to settle. You can go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. So go to ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun and download the ZocDoc app for free and then find and book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. ZocDoc.com/thatsoundsfun. That link, remember, and pretty much every other link you could ever hope for is in the show notes below, whether you're listening on a podcast or you're watching on YouTube, or it'll also be in our email we send out every Friday, the AFD Week in Review. You can sign up to make sure you're getting that as well in the show notes below. Y'all, we all love something that is customized to us. Getting our favorite outfit tailored to fit just right. Getting a custom piece of art for your house. Listening to a playlist that's customized for us based on what we like to listen to. So why not use custom hair care? We all have different hair textures and types, and switching to a custom hair care routine has been so helpful for me. Like, my hair looks healthier and shinier. Plus, Pros also has custom skincare, which is so great because we definitely all have different needs for our skin too. With Pros, it is all about personalization. You do their in-depth consultation and they come up with your made-to-order products. There are millions of possible formulas, but only one is uniquely yours or mine. Pros isn't just better for you, it's better for the planet. They're a certified B Corp, they're cruelty-free, and they're the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. Pros is so confident that they will bring out your best hair and skin that they're offering an exclusive trial of 50% off your first subscription order, you guys. Just go to pros.com/thatsoundsfun so you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/thatsoundsfun. That's PROSE.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, now back to our conversation with Eddie.
What is going on? I knew we would talk about when it happened. I'm like, this is why we exist on
what is going on.
Okay.
What
do you want to do the brief recap
How
in case
sick
somebody's
is King Charles? Okay. Where is he?
Okay. So King Charles hasn't been seen in public in a while, has diagnosed, I believe it's like prostate cancer. They said it's treatable. Hopefully he's getting good treatment. Okay. That's not the really like juicy thing. It's that Kate, now to help fill me in, Kate in what, January said that there was some sort of like cancer or something.
Abdominal surgery. That's
Sorry,
all we know.
Words.
She had abdominal surgery in January.
Uh-huh.
And then would not be doing any public events until March.
Fine. Which, okay.
Fine.
Cauterization.
I respect that.
That's
so
what cauterization leads to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You gotta take
some time out of public life after cauterization, which we assume happened.
So then things get weird because she then, what is the deal? Like, she then appears like she's not at all seen. Like, she's not even seen being transported. She's then in a car.
That's right.
And then people start to like, there's conspiracy theorists abound, which typically, like with royal stuff, I don't pay much attention to it. Because
if a one-off, you don't pay attention to.
Right.
But like, now we're in a scuttlebutt about it.
Because they released a picture.
Tornadic.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the picture is 1,000,000,000% Photoshopped. I mean, it's terrible for so many reasons.
And then she tweets, supposedly, sorry, I'm an amateur photographer. I like messing with pictures sometimes. That's a summary. You can Google it and find the tweet yourself.
Even if I believe that, have you seen the latest with the Vogue cover?
Where it's the exact same face?
It's her Vogue. Yeah, she took a Vogue cover shoot in 2017 or something like that. And they're like, this is pixel for pixel perfect. There's no way. So basically this was the theory now where we stand as we record this, because things are developing, is that like, where is Kate and why are they working so desperately hard to put a public appearance on someone that is like, something is so weird right now.
So, okay, listen, next, you know, it's a thing on Instagram, right? TikTok, whatever, reels. I'm not on TikTok, but you know, it's all that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday on The Daily, which is New York Times daily news podcast, at the end, they tell a long story and then they do a little commercial and then they do three like hits. Yeah. One of the three hits was Kate, Princess Kate. And it was like, the royal family kind of thought they were making it better. Seems they just keep making it worse. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Right. I mean, it was like, what? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. This feels like, also, do you follow House and Habit? Do you know House and Habit?
No.
She's an independent journalist out of California and does, like, currently she's covering a lot of political stuff, but she used to be more of like a celebrity kind of like, independent journal, like she would tell celebrity stories, but get real information from people, right?
Yeah.
It's very cool to watch. I am a big fan of what independent journalism is doing right now, that we don't just have to watch CNN and Fox News, that there are these other people asking questions and getting answers.
Yeah.
That being said, she has not turned her sights from Biden, RFK, and Trump in months until this. Well, she likes Ghislaine Maxwell, but until this, now she's like, I gotta pay attention because there is something.
There is something.
What is it, Eddie?
The palace confirmed it with that Photoshop. They could have had plausible deniability if they had just been quiet, but they didn't. Yeah. They just didn't. No. What is it? I mean, here's what I hope it isn't. I hope she's not like real sick, right? Like that's the part of this. It's like, oh, please don't end up being sick. Something juicy, something.
Yeah.
I want
let it
to be
something
just
that like, everybody just, let it be cotton candy for our cultural conversations. I'm with you. I do not want her to be sick. I don't want it to be.
No, I don't want
those kids to suffer. I don't want.
No.
I don't want any of them to suffer from having a sick wife or mom.
Right. Or even just watching The Crown again, being like, okay, like Diana on Dodie's boat. Like, okay, I get it. Let's be fickle about that. But then when it's like, tragedy, you're like, oh, this is a real human being.
That's right.
So I hope she's not
sick. I haven't watched the most recent season because aren't Kate and William in the most recent season of Crown?
They are. Actually, in my opinion, the most compelling part. Like I thought they did they cast Kate and William really well. And I thought it was like the Crown kind of had some ebbs and flows. Kind of a lovely storyline there. They did a good job with that.
Okay, I need to watch the last season. It's on my to-do list. A funny thing about New York, Eddie, is because I love going to Broadway shows and because I sold the majority of my closet last year so that I could go to Broadway shows, I have a budget to go to Broadway shows. I don't watch as much TV up here as I do in Nashville, which is a statement in itself that I've actually talked to a therapist about. about how much TV I can watch in Nashville if I'm not careful. But up here, I don't. So I'm behind on shows. I just finished Gilded Age. Have you watched Gilded Age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Loved it.
Because I'm seasons. Watching, right now I'm watching a Nashville amount of television.
Good. Yeah, great. That's winter. Yeah. We can't be outside. Y'all are cold. I get it.
It's winter in boot.
Yeah. What happens in D.C.? What happens in your life during the State of the Union address? Does your life change when something big like that happens in D.C.?
So we are on the other side of, right? We're on the other side of like the water there. So, but inside D.C. proper, which is a 5-minute drive up the road, the weirdest thing is the all-day security. So like you think about where the State of the Union is happening, there is basically like layers of deep security, roads closed. You cannot move in the city. For that day. You can't even get close to the Capitol. And like, if you've never been to DC, it's pretty small. So it's kind of like DC is like snowed in that day and you just stay away from it. In our world, I think the other most interesting part is how many like very practical ramifications there are to what the president says on our neighbors. So it's like, if the president gets up there and says, we're going to declare an emergency at the border, which he didn't say. But if he had said that, all of a sudden, all of our neighbors who work for FEMA, of which there are many, have a different job tomorrow than they did today. So that's the only weird part is it's
interesting.
Like real people who are like watching it to go like, oh, okay, my life just changed. So
Oh, right. So it's almost like watching your boss do an interview.
It's
do a live speech, and your boss is telling everyone, here's how everyone who works for me is going to do their job for the next year.
That's right.
They're like, oh.
Right. Okay. I'm with my communications team, and we have tweets written and ready that we're waiting to fire during the State of the Union. So we're watching it because we are we are responding politically, but we don't know what the president's going to say. And so
interesting.
So it's like a very practical thing. Not practical is not the right word, but it's it's a work night for people. It's a different sort of thing.
Yeah. That is really cool.
It is.
I was wondering about that when I was watching. I was like, I wonder how this affects like the Koffold's life and Michael. I mean, Michael and Melissa Ware are in politics, so it affects their life in that way too. But for y'all who live there, like the all day security. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just it's a different deal.
Fascinating.
Listen, I don't mean to move us along, but there's a couple of 2016 things we have to talk about. Can we do that?
Certainly, yeah. We've done a great job so far with 2014 and 2015, really recapping the year.
I really feel like
proud of us.
If people weren't paying attention those 2 years, they have a sense of it.
If they weren't in the world yet, now they know what the year was like. Okay, go bring me. What's in your heart?
Well, I mean, we know, like, we have our little list in front of us of like Billboard Top 100.
Yeah.
But I think the moment is Hello by Adele. Like when he heard that song that year, didn't it like, there was just something that's just like music changed. There's something very different that happened. Did you feel that with that song?
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because it is. The interesting thing is 2016 feels like yesterday. Because also on the list is Sorry, Justin Bieber, Can't Stop the Feeling, Justin Timberlake. Like, those songs are still in our vernacular. Like, those can play on the radio.
Very much.
Those could be on a playlist.
Very much.
Yeah. That album of Adele's that Hello is on, I still listen to by choice often.
The movies that are on the list of, like, highest grossing films are still on the featured Netflix. Like, here's what's, like, 20.
Yeah.
There is a lot in little time that happens between in the last whatever 7 years that we're covering. But anyway.
Also, let's complain to our boss, Lillian, who's my assistant, but she also makes this list for us.
Yeah.
She put Moana as an honorable mention?
Yeah. I mean, that was...
Oh, because she made highest grossing films as a list. I was like, Lillian, that's not honorable mention, ma'am.
The Moana soundtrack and the Trolls soundtrack are very, very heavy rotation.
Yes. Yeah, I'm the Adele. Maybe 2016 is her breakout year. Is that what you would say?
I mean,
she had some good songs before that, but that album is unstoppable.
I would say most people did not know who Adele was before they heard Hello. Like that was Thanksgiving episode of SNL that year, they parodied it. Remember, it was like the
brilliant.
I make a rule not to recap SNL skits because I just don't do a good job of it. But like, it was like, we are all listening to Hello and kind of don't know what to do with this. This is so good and different and special.
Yes. We'll link to it in the show notes if people didn't get to watch it. What we could do, you and I could do, is spend our lives recapping SNL.
It is for you and I a cultural touch point that we kind of both have had very much in common.
I think it is so interesting. I do not like all of it. I just think it is such an interesting, we don't get another weekly commentary on the culture like that.
Yeah,
I don't think.
People would say like Daily Show and stuff, but I like the silliness of the skits still. I like the mix of it.
Because even that tells us what people are writing.
Yeah.
What are they finding interesting and what are they wanting to talk about?
Yeah.
So Adele and James Corden in Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've watched that. It's more than. Whatever you would guess, it is more than.
It's more than that.
I love it so much. It's my favorite one. And then that like led to them being like besties.
Yeah. And it makes sense. They're both like cheeky, English, fantastic, right? You know, like I think they get the whole, like his last show. She came back on, didn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, it's very sweet.
How come we're not friends with him yet? He feels like someone that would want to be friends with us.
He does.
Or are you?
No. I don't know him. Okay. I do.
Me neither. I don't know him.
No, I do. I do think, I don't know. There was some difficult reporting about him towards the end of his run, but I don't get a sense that he's not nice. I get
about workplace?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
workplace
yeah,
environment?
Yeah. But you never know if that stuff is very true or more true than we're even reading or completely fabricated.
I
love his vibe. I liked his show. I liked his sensibility. I feel like there was a a way of a kind of a little hole that he filled in culturally that hasn't
so
been
where's
replaced.
Like to me, Jimmy Kimmel feels like everybody, like when you see him interview people, he knows everybody.
Yeah.
But he is like, he's very cool.
Very cool.
Like people, he's sophisticated.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon is everybody's fan. Yeah. He is thrilled to be there. He is a huge fan of the work you do. Right. He's happy to be friends with you. He's a huge fan. And Stephen Colbert is kind of your big brother.
Yeah.
And then James Corden was like your little brother. I don't know. He was like your, what is it? What's the word for the role he filled? It was so different than those other three guys.
It was because Kimmel is definitely like the cool guy, but he's the only one of those shows that doesn't do a pre-interview. People walk out and he just goes cold, just goes for it.
Only one filmed in LA now too, because of James Corden.
Oh yeah.
Not doing it anymore.
But there's a certain confidence that he has. And he's also just, you know, but he is like your cool uncle, right? Jimmy Fallon is like your frat boy buddy. I know he's not like Freddie, but he's just sort of like, it's all going to be hangs. We're not going to get
too. He's in. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. He's up. He is. If you had all their phone numbers and you're like, who's up for it? Jimmy Fallon's up for it.
Jimmy's right.
Whatever it is, he's up for it.
Yeah. It was that. I don't know how to explain it, but you're right. It was like that brother, or just like pal. It was like, us. Yeah. It felt like.
Like he made Harry Styles seem like a friend to me. Like I suddenly was like, oh, Harry Styles is a normal person because James Corden is friends with him.
Exactly right. Yeah, that's really well put.
So, I want to know James Corden. Okay, we'll just put that out to the Lord and any of our friends. I would love to know James Corden.
Put it out.
I didn't want to say put it out to the universe because I don't really believe that the universe does anything for us. So,
well, and also
put it out to the Lord and our friends.
You can put it out to whomever you want, because if they're big enough, they're probably hearing it. So just say whatever. I mean, go with Lord. If you happen to be wrong, which you're not, but if you happen to be, I'm pretty sure the universe is going to figure it out. If it's vice versa and everybody's talking to the universe and it happens to be God, I'm pretty sure God's like,
and they
I
should
get
be
it.
Talking to the Lord.
I get the nuance of what you're trying to do here.
Yes, yes, yes. I would like to be friends with James Corden. He seems like a very normal person to me.
Let's see if that all
is
gets
there
cut
a
out.
Famous person that you see on like the Oscars or you see on SNL or a Tonight Show or that you follow that you're like, we would totally be friends or we will totally be friends.
I don't have that kind of confidence in myself, but people that I'm like, I would like to hang with that person. I will say, just because we're fresh off the Oscars, I was like, I think Kimmel and I would love to go toe to toe with him in a fun way.
Yeah.
Like I would love to learn what he knows about smoking meat and making pizza. I'll think of a better one. Do you have one? Do you have people?
No, I don't think that. I don't think you need a better one. I think Jimmy Kimmel is a great, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, I hear the smartless guys talk about him a lot. Like he's in their crew.
Yeah.
And I think that's a crew you could hang with. Like the Jason Bateman, the Will Arnett. Like I think you could be in that friend group.
It's Sean. It's now that you've said it, it is.
Yeah, and Sean.
I would love like Sean to come over for dinner and just assimilate into... He would love the girls.
Sure.
Him and Brianne would be best friends. And he would be perfect for, I pop into the room every 10 minutes, make a couple jokes, and we're out. Like, Sean to me 100%. Is just like such a fantastic human. And he's got depth and snark. I love, you said that. That is who I'm going to go with, is Sean.
Yeah, yeah. I think that group of friends would be an easy fit for you.
Sean Hayes, Will and Grace, just so people know. Yeah.
As for me in my house, who would I like to be
I
friends
will serve
with?
The universe.
I mean— Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, I think Jimmy Fallon and Kelly Clarkson, I think what's going on at 30 Rock with these shows, Jimmy Fallon, Kelly Clarkson, Seth Meyers, I would like to run in their friend group.
You have always mentioned Fallon very endearingly. Like this has been a long term.
I've never been on a show that makes one of us. Because
you were more excited about that than anyone. Like you were tickled. But Fallon.
I think about it. It's my Roman Empire. I think about it so much that you got to be on Fallon.
Kelly Clarkson. You had to have had those comparisons drawn to you before. Kelly Clarkson, right?
Yeah.
Like Southern.
Yeah.
Really approachable. Really nice. Like that's.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Not a hard connection.
She's amazing. She is. I'm so glad they've gotten her into hosting a TV show. Because she really is a Swiss Army knife of talent.
She is.
and Jimmy's that way a little bit too, Fallon, because he can sing, but she can sing. Yeah. And so her doing her show, like when a musician comes on, she sings with them or she opens the show singing. And I really enjoy her show.
She's a true like variety show host. Like she can be exactly who she needs to be in any moment and seems to be into it. Like if she's doing a cooking segment.
To tie the whole thread, I think if I remember correctly, what I understood was happening last night on The Tonight Show, because I went and saw a musical. I can't wait to tell you. Mm-hmm. I got home and on Jimmy Fallon was the guy who always hosts the Olympics, not Bob Costas, but I think his name is Mike.
Tirico?
And yes.
Cool.
And Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson. I think they're the NBC host for the Olympics.
That's fantastic.
And they asked Jimmy on the show, which it was a cute skit, but I'm sure it was predetermined to host the closing ceremonies.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Good for them for bringing in. It's interesting. It's an interesting move, isn't it? Because all of those, I mean, Mike Tirico, sports, like they used to bring in, it was more of a news-based. I mean, I remember seeing, you know, it was like Tom Brokaw and the Today Show folks. It was like a news spin. This is definitely a sports and entertainment, which, sure, why not? Yes. If it keeps the ratings up and people, they keep playing it.
That's right. And Peyton Manning, speaking of Swiss Army knives of talent, brilliant.
Widely talked about as the most talented sports figure guest on SNL. Like everybody's like sports guys, you just have low expectations for them. Nobody thought Michael Jordan was going to be good.
Peyton Manning though.
And he wasn't.
Yeah.
Right? Like Peyton Manning, fantastic.
Fantastic. He's so funny on SNL. I think. And I have a lot of respect for people. This is Kelly Clarkson too. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for people who finish a career. This is what we'll get to watch with Jason Kelsey.
Yes.
Who finish a career and then springboard into another career.
Yeah.
And see them succeed in that too.
It's pretty neat.
I think that's fun to watch.
That's neat.
Yeah.
It's very
really
neat.
Fun to watch. What is Jason Kelsey going to do? What do you think?
I mean, it feels like he's ramping up a media empire. I don't see him as being like a sports commentator, but he does feel like he's going to be, I don't know how you explain this new person, but it's like influencer, but more than, but like a lot of depth and content to it. Like their show is exploding. It's just so popular.
It is. It's beyond. Well, I mean, they do, not to toot our own horn, but I mean, that is what Annie and Eddie keep talking is what they do. They literally just sit down and talk to us. And so everybody wants the inside of the two of their lives, wants to know what's going on far more than they want to know about the inside of our lives. But they want to know, what's it like to date Taylor Swift? I mean, who's sitting on a microphone and talking about that besides Travis Kelce?
They're just talking about it.
So I think it is. And they just talk about it. They just like talk about it. And it is so, and talk about his retirement, and talk about their parents and coaches moving around in the NFL. And
yeah,
it's all very interesting. That sounds fun. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to tell you about one of our incredible partners, Shopify. Okay, if we put 10 seconds on the clock, how many things can you name that are always growing? Okay, let's go. Your relationships, your skills, the snake plant in my living room, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the e-commerce platform behind ShopAnnieFDowns.com, and it is the perfect partner to help us get new merch into your hands. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And you don't have to sell just your own stuff anymore. With Shopify Collective, you can curate products to sell from brands that you love, giving your customers more variety in your business, more sales. They remove the guesswork with built-in tools that help you create, execute, and analyze your sales. Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. So if you start small with an online shop or decide to open up your own store one day, they have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and an in-person POS system, so you are all set. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/soundsfun, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/soundsfun. Go there right now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/soundsfun. And one more amazing partner I get to tell you about, Real Paper. Listen, we don't talk about toilet paper a lot around here, but did you know that the first perforated toilet paper rolls were introduced in 1890? That's really impressive. But it actually wasn't until 1930 that we officially had like splinter-free tissue paper, you guys. splinter free. Prior to that, people just used whatever was on hand. So today we're just chopping down trees to make something that we use once and then flush it. Ugh. It's why I really like Real Paper. Real makes a sustainable toilet paper that doesn't contain trees and instead uses 100% bamboo. I've tried it, y'all. I like it. I have it at my house in Nashville. I have it at my house in New York. They also partner with One Tree Planted, and with every box of Real that you buy, they are funding reforestation efforts across the country. Real Paper is available in easy, hassle-free subscriptions or for one-time purchases on their website. All orders are conveniently delivered to your door with their free shipping, and it's 100% recyclable, plastic-free packaging. If you head to realpaper.com/TSF, like that sounds fun. If you sign up for a subscription using the code TSF at checkout, you're automatically going to get 30% off your first order and free shipping. That's realpaper.com/TSF, or use the promo code TSF to get 30% off your first order plus free shipping. So let's stop flushing our forests and try Real's tree-free paper. Real is paper for the planet. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like am addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now back to finish up our conversation with Eddie. That
sounds fun. It does remind me of the other part of our first podcast together that made me emotional, episode 21. You did a nice introduction, Nashville, top show, new activist. And then I'm like, and then I said, so what happens? Like, do you ask me questions now? Of course, I don't have the wherewithal to not say a thing out loud. Like, I listen to myself. I'm like, why did you say it? You're on a microphone, man. But like I said, so what happens? You just ask me questions now? And you know what you said? You're like, no, we just talk. And literally, that was the end of the interview. And we haven't changed format the rest of the whole conversation. Right. And then the Christmas hot take show. And then it's just so interesting.
And then every year since then.
It took us... And then
Annie and Eddie keep talking from episode 21. We called it back then.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was, we did 20 seconds of typical format. And after 20 seconds, it was just like, click. Nope. We're just going to go with it. And then it's a format that has both served us well, but also I like seeing in other people. They clearly, the Kelseys do not know who we are, but I do like that. They're just, I don't think they prep much. Maybe they have a Lillian that gives them a little something.
Talk about. Yeah. But, Lillian only gives us a list because she wishes we would actually talk about 2016.
Because we are round and third on this show. And I will say we're not even.
No, we talked about the Olympics. We talked about Hello by Adele.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Chewbacca mom. That was.
Oh, yeah. I like her as a person. I can't believe that was 2016, though. Wow.
Yeah.
The queen turned 90 in 2016.
She was already shockingly old a long time ago.
What would she do today?
Oh, it'd be
Lord have mercy.
She would be absolutely silent. She would not be saying a word. We would know no more.
We would know less. Honestly, no. I think we would know less.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think that original picture would have been sent. It would have been just, there may have been a shot of her walking the corgis in Scotland. And then that would have been it for the next 6 months. And she would have said and that's too bad for you.
Precisely.
Because that's what we
do. So when the cleaning ladies clean your house, do they always move the furniture?
You hear it like they're doing currently. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's some good. You need to advertise for them.
I feel really bad, and I'm really sorry.
They're interior decorators as well.
They are literally in Eve's room right now, which is directly above me. I just heard them go from from bed to vacuuming the floor, and now there's another person vacuuming the floor that is right outside. So
just right outside. I can't hear that. I could just hear the bumping for a minute. It is totally fine.
I know, but I'm really sorry, and I'm sorry for Craig, who's going to undoubtedly have to like fade in and out of all of this, but. Oh my God.
It will be totally fine. Eddie, anything, since we've fully recapped 2016, clearly.
Yeah.
Anything, and we really went hard on the political side of 2016, so I'm glad we went ahead and handled that. That was good for us to talk through that.
We were clearly very fun. Into that.
Yeah, that was clearly a big part of our year. Anything going on in Eddie land we need to know about?
Gosh, I don't know. I know that's crazy, and I didn't, I usually ask Brianna, and I looked through the Facebook to see if there were memories. Yeah. Like, you know, oh, is it because I put the definitive article on for Facebook, like a 1,000-year-old man, like going to
Costco's? Yeah. I loved it.
Is the a definitive article?
Maybe. Are you, one of my questions is, in Eddie land, are you listening to any new pods? Anything we should be listening to?
Oh, right now? No. Huh. We talked about it, I'm sure, but Fly on the Wall, SNL podcast.
No, I don't know Fly on the Wall.
Oh, Dana Carvey. And David Spade.
David Spade. I've seen clips, but I didn't know. Is it good?
It's fine. It's like, I'm not an uber fan of it because sometimes they go off on their own thing, but they do.
Unlike anybody we know.
I just explained why I don't like a show that I'm currently doing. whoopsie daisies. but they do have like SNL guests on, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like if you're an SNL head, which we are clearly are, because we've talked about it for quite a bit this show, but I've also been into, I kind of go in phases. I'm a little bit out of podcast phase right now and a little bit books on tape, but you know, Spotify, audiobooks. That's right. I have a friend whose email is booksontape@, and then it's not Gmail, but it's whatever. I'm like,
so smart.
That's just a great email address.
And when you get to say that to people, just email me booksontape@AOL.com. Yes, yeah, great.
Exactly. So a little bit of that. So I've been listening to, I've been doing a lot of books on tape lately, trying to get through some like big chunky books that I may not have the patience to read. So I just did like a history of Cuba, doing Grapes of Wrath right now, which like, so you can tell where my,
when is your audiobook listening time? Mine in New York is I can listen the most commuting, right? Like walking to the train station, taking the subway downtown or uptown, walking to I've got everywhere is 20 minutes and everywhere is foot and subway. So what's your listening time?
It's that, or noise canceling AirPod Pro things that you guys sent me. They're the best.
They're great.
So like today I'll go outside and I will mow and do whatever. Like that's a half hour of just like dialed in, and I can just move with my hands and do little, it's just like something that's, but I don't do a lot of commuting, hence because I am at my commute right now. I'm here.
Right. So. I just listened to Emily Freeman on the podcast, and Jamie Golden said that she sits and listens to audiobooks and does nothing.
That is we love Jamie. That is psychopath. Like,
I just can't imagine. I do puzzles. I work out. I walk. Like, I'm playing a game on my phone. I'm forever doing something.
What is she looking
while
at?
I'm listening?
Is she playing with? I mean, she's just
that. Emily asked the same question.
Hands
she
on
said,
her knees. Just
what are your eyes doing?
Yeah,
that's. She said sometimes she eats cheese and crackers. How do you do? I'm like, I can't imagine. I need to be doing something. I have a long story to tell you, but it's not long, to get to a new podcast I listen to.
Go.
I got a text message the other day that said, from a number I don't know, that said,
"You are.
Missed out, bro, next time." And then it's a picture, and then it's a fist pump. And the picture is, as if people listen to our 2015 episode, you won't believe this. The picture is a bald villain. It is a very attractive, to me, guy. It's my type of guy.
Right.
Holding a big fish.
Oh.
Sitting on the back of a boat, holding a fish.
All of that.
And I'm like, this is, who accidentally sends me a picture of himself that is exactly a bald villain?
Yeah.
a man that I'm initially attracted to, though I have no idea what kind of human he is.
Right. And you don't have him saved in your phone. So like this might be just a, this is a wild one. Okay. So
this is just a wrong number. I think this is just a wrong number. And I think, what are the chances? Is this the meet cute that someone was supposed to dial 5-1 and they dialed 5-2?
I'm in. Like,
same. I'm in.
Right.
And so I say to some of my friends, what do we do? What do we think? You know, you immediately get the gaggle together.
Yeah.
And so I just respond with like, great catch. I don't think you sent this to the right number. You know, I'm kind of being like very, I was like, I don't think you meant to send this to a woman named Annie.
Yeah.
Just in case there is some world where we do know each other and I forgot, I put my first name.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh shoot, so sorry, wrong number. I don't know anybody with your name. I said, great. Then I thought, oh, that's too bad. And then I was like, leave it be, Annie. Don't be this guy. Just leave it be.
Speaking of great catch, and then just put on your website.
Listen to this. The next day at 11 p.m.
He's in. You're in. He's in.
The number texts again and it says, wait. No, 8 o'clock was wait. And I'm sitting at dinner with two friends. And I show them. I'm like, oh, I've been meaning to tell y'all this story. And my buddy that's with me, he says, this is a scam. You know this is a scam, right? And I was like, no. How did they know? How did they perfectly picture the right person to scam me? And I was like, no, this doesn't look like a scam. This looks like a wrong number.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm going to send you this podcast to listen to. Here we are. I'm going to send you this podcast to listen to. But this is like a thing people are doing, a scam. And I'm like, oh, that can't be true. I don't respond. I just let it be. I'm like, you're right. I'm going to let this go. And remember he had said, wait. And then I had said, nice catch. But I don't think he meant this to send this to a woman named Annie. And then he says, did you mean me or the fish?
Okay.
So that's his next text. Did you mean me or the fish?
It's a little aggressive and it's a little creepy or I'm in.
Both of those things.
But it's. The radar had not been up yet. Now I am very uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. And so I go, I'm not responding to this. I should probably just block this. And I blocked it. Blocked that number, deleted it off of everywhere. I let important people know. So my buddy sends me this podcast to listen to about scammers calling your phone and texting you.
Oh, no.
And it is a show called Search Engine. Have you heard of this yet?
Nope.
Okay. It's called synapses are about to fire because it is by PJ Vogt, who used to do Reply All. For you, those of you who haven't listened, Reply All was a show that was about solving problems on the internet. Why do I keep hearing this song every time I go to this certain website? Why do I keep getting this email? It was a very interesting show about what happens on the internet. So you can read up about why that show doesn't exist anymore, whatever. But so this is PJ Vogt's new show and it's Search Engine and it answers questions. Are chimpanzees unhappy at the zoo? And so the question was, why do I keep getting texts that think that they know me? Or why do I keep getting scams that are texts? And he goes into the whole thing and it is wild. It is a wild story.
Ew.
It's very sad. It ends up with people in Asian countries that are being forced to make phone calls and send text messages. And it is really sad. But all that because I got a bald villain in my text messaging.
Annie, on behalf of the listeners, of which I was just a listener with you on this, everybody that was listening to that, you walked us right off a ledge because bald villain, texts, like, wait. I mean,
creepy,
we were
creepy.
All in. But the degree to which all of us, and I can speak for the entire listening audience right now, the degree to which we immediately fell off the ledge and just fell to our demise.
Guess what? Me too. Yeah. I blocked that number so fast.
I know this isn't like lesson time, but like way to not go alone. I just feel like that was, it's both juicy and fun to be with people, but also it was like your friends weren't going to let you. They were going to make sure you were jumping off a ledge, which you didn't. You already knew this.
That's right. And in the long run, I'd like to thank the guy who caught the fish because then I found a podcast I think I'm going to really enjoy.
Yes. Yes. I want to say one more thing because I know we're rounding third. Okay. There is one more thing that Lillian does on our sheet that is, I don't know that I know her well, but there is something fantastic that she does, which We're talking movies, cultural moments, everything.
Yes.
And then she includes snacks that were created in 2016.
Best snacks that were created. Yes.
It is the randomest, wildest thing that I love. So real quick.
If Sun Which Chips, of those stood out to you of the snacks?
Right. Well, Sun Chips.
Too.
It's just a
exact
chip.
Same.
Right.
The idea that the veggie harvest was born in 2016, and I will pick that on an airplane anytime it's one of the snack options.
Yeah.
Because they're tiny. They're like the size of a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And they are amazing.
But snacks don't really have a public release to this. They just sort of enter into the ether and then they disappear.
Thought.
And one day you're like, where did Cheetos paws go? And you're like, oh, it's been 25 years.
Right.
I got it.
Right. But seeing
her list out the snacks, we're like, weird. There was a time before white cheddar popcorn, Annie's organic white cheddar popcorn. We don't need to
That's
know
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
But it is funny to think that it existed.
I'm glad we don't have to live in that world anymore or the world without Sheila G's brownie brittle because I live for that stuff.
I don't know what that is.
What? I'm going to ship some to you right now if you think I'm kidding.
I don't think you're kidding.
I'm shipping
But I don't
it
know
today.
What it is.
But you're going to love it. All right, Edward. Well, we've done it again. We've really done it again.
We really did 2016.
Happy 2016 to us. Maybe we need to... we should talk about this later. Maybe we need to do something around the Olympics.
You think? I mean, we're going to, whether we decide to do it now or we just decide to do it the day of. We're going, we can't not.
Yeah. You guys buckle up. Annie and Eddie keep talking about the Olympics.
I want to do a live... Someday I want to figure out a live thing with you where you can sign...
How about during the closing ceremonies? On the stage of the Ryman.
That's right. Fulfilling a lifelong dream of appearing on the Ryman. And
what does a live thing mean? What do you mean?
Like you could simulcast.
I see what you're saying.
You know
I
how like you could
saying.
Watch
where
the
we,
Super Bowl
where
and you
we
could,
go live.
Yeah, I'd like to go live to something and just watch it and react. Technically, I don't know if it's possible. I don't even know if you want to do it. And I really don't know if your brand needs it. But
hey, Siri, when are the opening ceremonies for the 2024 Olympics? Oh, she just typed it to me. July 26th.
Yeah.
That's it opens July 26th and it closes August 11th?
Yeah, they're only a couple weeks long.
15 days?
Yeah, they're not that long.
We got to get focused. We got to get focused.
We got to dial in.
I'm writing this down.
Annie, happy 2016.
All right, pal.
Thank you for allowing me to podcast
Thanks,
with
same
you.
To you. What a pleasure. All right, friends, go out and wash your hands.
Bye, buddies.
You guys, isn't he the best? Wild. These conversations are just hilarious to me. We talked about all the things. I cannot wait to hear what you think after what you heard today. Let us know your favorite 2016 memory over on Instagram. And if you have any questions from this episode, I'm sure you do, me too. Just drop them in the Q&A box in your Spotify app if you're a Spotify listener like me, or send them to us on Instagram at That Sounds Fun Podcast, and we will try to answer them there. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the places you need me, that is how you can find me. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home, do something that sounds fun to you, and I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me is eating dinner with some of my favorite friends in Nashville. I am back in Nashville this week, and I am happy to be there. Y'all have a great week. We'll see you back here on Thursday. Remember that it is our last episode before Holy Week. We don't record or release on Holy Week just to let everybody's lives get a little bit quieter, yours and ours. But we always end with a great pastor theology voice, and we are excited to bring on Dr. Joel Mutamale. So we will see y'all on Thursday with Dr. Joel.